Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're sharing something we've never done before, a vacation sex challenge and its impact on marriage.
And there's an anonymous quote when it comes to challenges that says, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the opportunity for growth. And for any of you that have done sex challenges, you know that there's a lot of truth to that statement. Mm-hmm. We're going to be unpacking it in today's episode. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug's really an opportunity to celebrate what you all are doing in your marriage, where you've taken action, where you've been intentional. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family private Facebook group that starts with episode 780, which was last week's episode, was a good reminder to plan time to work on our marriages. You can't buy tickets to a sold-out show at the last minute. It takes intentional planning. Intentionality shows commitment to your beloved and creates fuel to build intimacy. At this time last year, with a lot of discussion, my wife and I made our reservation for the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway. Wow, what an experience. When we listen to One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, we feel like we know Elisa and Tony. Spending those days with Elisa and Tony means they know us. Mm-hmm. The time was so rich being with marriage positive attendees who were there in pursuit of their own extraordinary marriages. We made friends with people from all over who share a common bond of publicly showing we want a great marriage. It was such a great experience. We put down a deposit for the Six Pillars in Paradise 2024 before we even left the resort. Now it's time to put Six Pillars in Paradise, he abbreviated PIP, so I had to think what that was, 24 on your calendar. Come and meet us and let's trade stories about how Six Pillars has changed our marriages. We met newlyweds and couples all the way up to 40 years of marriage. There was new life breathed into stale marriages and tools to take every marriage to a more extraordinary place. Let's meet in the Mayan Riviera this coming April 2024. Can't wait to see you there.
I love it. And this couple is, they've become dear friends of ours. And if you want to join us and amazing and extraordinary couples in Cancun, Mexico, at an amazing resort, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. At this time of this recording, we have 7 spots left. It is going to sell out. And you don't want to miss it because the resort itself is absolutely amazing. Elisa and I were just there. And we'll talk about it here in this episode because we're going to be talking about vacation sex. Mm-hmm. And we had an experience, which we'll share here briefly, but we got to go down to that resort that we're going to be at in April 24. And it is absolutely beautiful.
Well, and I just, before we jump into the episode, one of the things that really hit me about this particular hug is that, you know, and I hear this in coaching so often, people are like, oh my gosh, like I listen to you and Tony, I know you guys, I feel like I know you really well. And, you know, what this poster said about that gives us an opportunity. These are the trips that give us an opportunity to get to know you guys, mm-hmm. right? To really close that loop on relationship. And so that was really significant. We're so excited about it. But, you know, it's really interesting as we're recording this particular episode because I was doing the math and it was roughly 15 years ago that we had finished, because we did it September and October. Look at Tony's eyes. He didn't even know.
15 years ago that we did our 60-day sex challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because it was September, October.
Right. So we would have been finishing up
we had finished
and we were just kind of in this first few weeks after where it was like, what did we just do?
Yeah, we were taking a break. That's what we were doing.
Well, we were taking a break. But, you know, the interesting thing for us is that challenge, besides launching everything that would become One Extraordinary Marriage, everything that, you know, all the podcasts and the books, the courses, the trip, all of that kind of stuff really did come out of that 60 Day Sex Challenge 15 years ago. But for Tony and I, on a very personal level, doing a challenge every year has actually become, it's a commitment. It's become a way of life. It's something that, you know, over the last 15 years, 16 challenges now? I think there was a year we doubled up.
So I think we're at 16 or 17. I just can't remember exactly. And they've ranged anywhere from 7 to the 60 day, which is the longest one we did, and the first one. But we've done like 10 day, 30 day.
14 day.
14 day. I think the longest we've done since that initial 60 day is 30 days. And some of you here in the One family, I just want to give kudos to you because you guys are rock stars. Like, you've taken our 60-day sex challenge to, like, new heights. We completed 40 out of 60 days. And I hear from some of you who have done, like, 60 out of 60, 150, 200 days out of in the year. I mean, you guys are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to give you guys a big clap for anyone who's done any length of challenge. It takes a lot of courage. It takes commitment. It takes a willingness to dive into every single pillar of intimacy while you're going through a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, and I've said this so many times when we've talked about, you know, the sex challenges that we've done over the years, you know, while the sexual intimacy pillar, that may be the catalyst, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to wrap our heads around, this is what we're doing. Like, it's going to be a certain number of days of sex. This is going to be our frequency. This is what it's going to look like. Because as I told a coaching client the other day, you all write the rules. It's not the Tony and Elisa show in your bedroom. It's you two writing the rules on what it's going to be like. But, you know, being in that place of intentionality around this and of saying, you know what is this going to look like for us? How are we going to take this one pillar, the sexual intimacy, but really bring that out into this place where it's not just our sexual intimacy pillar that's being impacted, but we are bringing in, you know, aspects of the other five. And every single challenge for us has had, you know, some aspect of that, whether it's the emotional intimacy pillar that we've built on, whether it's, you know, recreational intimacy, which we're going to be talking about since this was one that happened on vacation. You know, for buying things, you've got your financial intimacy pillar. Sometimes you are definitely praying through a challenge, which is your spiritual intimacy. What's that touch, the physical intimacy? So it's not just sex.
It sounds like it. And yet, having done 16 or 17 by this point, it's all of them. It's all your pillars are engaged. Some of them not so much. You know what I mean? You have sort of like your primaries, like obviously your sexual intimacy, your physical intimacy, their primary emotional intimacy. For many of us, that is big during a challenge. And others, maybe not so much. In other times, maybe your financial intimacy is a primary because you're looking at this and going, wait a minute, we want to change it up. So let's get some liberator wedges. Like, let's get some different tools and toys or different things that allow us to explore one another. I mean, I know folks who have like yoga swings and, you know, the liberator wedges. And what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, you know, I've had coaching clients who specifically on vacation challenges will, you know, the wife, well, husband and wife, because they're in together, she'll go out and buy like different lingerie for every day.
Yes.
And so there's a commitment financially to doing that, but it's like, oh, there's little gift bags. And it's like, what's going to be in the gift bag today? Which is, you know, one of my favorite when I send a couple on vacation.
Yeah. Let's share a little bit about our vacation challenge that we just did. And you know, this one for us that we can recall is the first challenge, sex challenge that we've done that has been over a vacation.
Yes. So because we do try and do one every year, and here it is, you know, this episode's airing mid-November, so we're running out of time for 2023.
We got it in.
We got it in. So, but, you know, we started looking at, when are we going to have time? What does that look like? What do our schedules look like? And, you know, what does my work schedule look like when we're at home and all these different types of things? And so, no joke, the Tuesday before we were supposed to leave for this trip to Cancun, we have sex because we're like, okay, you know what? It's going to be crazy the next couple of days. And we're laying there after, and we just start having this conversation. We're like, well, that, and I think it was you that said, that could be day one.
Yeah, I did. Because I was looking at it in my mind, I was like, well, you know what? It's day one. And hey, for some of you, you know, you have your kiddos in your room. That isn't going to work. Like, we get it. Like, do this on a time when it's the two of you in your own room. You don't have any distractions type of a thing. And we've also done, I'm going to just say, we've done challenges where we've started like on an overnight or maybe like a long weekend getaway and then finished at home or vice versa.
Right.
For this one, the majority of the time was away. We spent 5 days in Cancun with our dear friends, Richard and Laura, with Million Dollar Plumber. We were speaking at their event. And I just want to give them a plug. If any of you are in the service industry, please look up Million Dollar Plumber. Mm-hmm. These guys are amazing. And they're taking service guys who are running like one truck to multiple trucks and helping you build your business. And they got the system. We love Richard and Laura, and we want to thank them for inviting us there to Cancun.
What I'm laughing about is we know that they, from time to time, listen to the show. They may not, I don't think we'd actually told them we were doing a sex challenge. So it may be a funny thing when they listen to this episode.
To find out. So we knew we were going to have 5 days in Cancun. And in my mind, I was like, what a perfect way for us to connect in just that way. Mm-hmm. It changed it up. You know what I mean? We've done enough that, you know, 16, 17 of them, a lot of them have been done in our bedroom.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So this was a way to change it up. We talk about that a lot, about our sexual intimacy. What are some different things that we are doing? How are we having sex in different places? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, the majority of the time was in the bed in our hotel room, but it was still a different environment.
Well, that's because our hotel room had wow lights.
It did have wow lights.
So funny. We're getting checked in, and the bellman comes in with our bags, and thank God he's telling us where all the light switches are, because the last hotel we stayed in Chicago, we couldn't find a light switch, and so that's a whole other story. But he's showing us this light switch, and there's two icons. One says wow, and the other has a heart.
Yes.
And he's like, well, these are your wow lights. And the wow lights were actually, like, they were on a cycle where it was all these different colors.
Yeah, it's like an LED.
I mean, it was some kind of LED light thingy.
Yeah. That the lights continue to change from like a red to a purple to a green to a blue.
Like through the rainbow. Okay, yeah. So that's the, and then the heart light was kind of like your romantic setting.
Yes.
And so by the push of a button anywhere in the room, you could, you know, so we've got the lighting going on. Thank you, Jose.
Yes.
There at the hotel for telling us how to work the lights. Otherwise, we would have been in the dark. But, you know, here we are. We're on vacation. Something else that happens when Tony and Lisa often go to Mexico is we take a red eye. Mm-hmm. And so we arrive
at we get to the hotel about 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m. And so here are some things that you do need to think about and consider when you're looking at a vacation sex challenge. What is your flight times? Mm-hmm. Like how are you adapting once you arrive? Because there's time change.
Yes.
Like Elise and I taking a red eye, figuring out, you know, where's our driver, getting to the resort. You know, are you going to get into your room early if you're arriving early? Thank you, Jesus. We were able to get there at like literally we're checking in at probably like 8 a.m. and our room was ready for us.
Such a godsend.
Which is huge. As many of you know, like typically they're just like, hey, we'll just take your bags and, you know, we'll let you know when your room is ready. So we had some downtime, you know, but you need to look at those things and even food. Mm-hmm. Like you go on vacation and all of a sudden, like you may be in an all inclusive. So you tend to indulge in more foods than you typically do at home. And maybe it's not all inclusive. So you're having to find different foods. So these are just some things that you need to be thinking about when you're stepping into a vacation sex challenge that could possibly throw you off. Because as we all know, you land, and again, we only had, what, it was a 2 hour time change, but you're doing a red eye, so you don't really get a lot of sleep.
Well, I didn't get sleep when the one guy like fell over on my foot because I was sitting on the aisle.
The dude next to me, he got up to go to the bathroom, literally. He gets up and we're in the front of the plane. And he stands there, and all of a sudden, in slow motion, the guy passes out. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this is probably like 1 a.m. or something like that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And so that happens on the plane.
He was fine. He was totally fine.
He was. He just, it's one of those things where you stand up too fast and blood rushes out of your head or whatever. But he was fine. But it was just one of those things that happened. So you're, you know, we're awake. So just some things to just be thinking about as you look at possibly setting up a vacation sex challenge. Uh-huh. Like, what is it for you guys? Because traveling far like that could be something for you. You're like, no way. And yet you may be doing a road trip. And for the two of you, that's awesome because you're driving and you love it and you're going to different hotels every night, or you're staying at a hotel
and
then you're
going to change the scenery
and you're going to different places. And that may work better for you because of just
who the two of you are.
Where the two of you are. And again, I do want to put the caveat, like, children in your room makes it really tough. And we know that because we've had it ourselves. This was one of those experiences where it's just sort of like, we don't have even, our children aren't even here. And so it just made it really easy for us to have the time. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of rest. Like, we were just hanging out. We didn't do any excursions. And so we just really got to just enjoy just some downtime and one another.
Well, and I have to say, you know, after our trip to Chicago a couple of weeks, when, as you all heard, that Tony had the expectations that we were going to have sex and that I was going to initiate, he did take the lead on initiating. Mm-hmm. Prior to us even leaving on this trip, we did go and buy some fun new lingerie mm-hmm. for me together. We picked out a color and did all
the
things.
Where did we get that at?
Soma.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I picked some out on Amazon. And
oh my gosh, you guys.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to just say this. Amazon has some really good lingerie stuff. And other times I'm like, what is this? And so, yeah, after seeing the one that came from Amazon, we happened to be in one of our shopping centers. I was like, hey, isn't that lingerie place? We're about to leave the next day. I'm like, hey, isn't that? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's go over there.
Yeah, because the one came off. And so, you know, just as a side note, when it comes to buying lingerie, it's okay if you have to send something back or return something.
Yep.
Because being in that place, you want to be comfortable and you want it to be something you like. But, you know, talking about what it looks like for you guys to plan a sex challenge and what that's going to be like for the two of you. You know, it's not just a, hey, we're going to do it, especially if you've never done one before. We want to talk about that after this break. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you. We're back and we're talking about the two of you creating your own vacation sex challenge. And, you know, part of the reason we bring this up is because I've coached enough couples over the last 10 years to know that vacations usually involve two types of people traveling together. Which is what? Well, I'm going to tell you in a second.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't necessarily go along gender lines. So I don't want people to hear what I'm about to say and be like, oh, well, that's always men and that's always women. Often they're the two types of people that travel together in a marriage. There's one person that's thinking, oh my gosh, we're away from home. Let's have sex every single day. And that person is often married to someone who is like, oh my gosh, we're not at home. I don't have to do anything for however long we're on vacation. Those two people often travel together.
And so you're saying they don't, in that scenario, they're going like, I don't have to have sex at all during this trip. Got it. Okay.
Correct. And so if you want to do a vacation sex challenge, I mean, some of this starts with having the conversation on like, what are our expectations around sexual intimacy while mm-hmm. we're traveling?
Mm-hmm.
Don't just assume. Don't just be like, hey, we've got this next vacation plan. It's just going to be the two of us. I don't care if it's 3 days or 7 days or 2 weeks or whatever. Like, we are doing this. If you have not had a conversation, I'm just going to float it out there. Surprising your spouse with a sex challenge without having a conversation sometimes doesn't go well.
Can I say one thing? And it just popped in my mind.
Sure.
We have our vacation planner marriage guide.
We do have a vacation planner marriage guide.
Yeah.
Which I created after many failed vacations on our part.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about that as you're saying, like, let's set up those expectations for vacation around sexual intimacy. Obviously, we bring in the other pillars on that as well. But you know, having those expectations set up because of what you said, one is like, it's game on, and one is like, no, we're done. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing I've heard from so many people in the one family is, one is, it's relax mode.
Right.
And the other is, it's excursion mode. Like, we are moving from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed.
That is my husband.
No, I've gotten better.
You have gotten better.
Well, I didn't even ask for an excursion this trip.
Well, the weather wasn't exactly cooperating.
Well, we could have still gone out.
Yes, like our ATV excursion was doing the site inspection.
Yes.
You guys, our excursion was doing the site inspection at the resort where we're doing the 2024 Six Pillars. That was our excursion.
The Six Pillars in Paradise. We do have this vacation planner, so I'll put it in the episode notes here for anybody who would like to check it out. You can also go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/vacationplanner.
Mm-hmm. But it's also thinking through, like, what do you want your sexual intimacy to look like when you are on vacation? You know, yes, you're totally in a, and I actually had one of the wives I was talking to this last week. She was like, I love being in a hotel because I can be as loud as I want. I don't have to worry about seeing someone the next day. And I'm like,
wow,
rock on. Let's do this thing. Because for some people being in a hotel, there is that freedom. They're away from their kids. It's just the husband and wife. It is in that place. And so you can have a lot of intentionality around your sexual intimacy because you don't have those other things. What are you grinning for?
This is a part where I want to just share, like, for us, when we talk about the variety and the different things.
Okay. Tony has been, you guys, I have no idea what Tony is about to say, because when I first proposed doing this particular episode, he's like, oh yeah, that'd be a great idea. I have a whole lot to say. And I'm like, well, let's chat about it, because we usually talk about an episode before we're recording. He's like, oh no, I'm going to hold on to this until we actually record. So whatever he's about to say, you guys, he's going to completely catch me off guard.
I'm not going
to catch
you off
guard. And I just want him to remember that I pray that whatever he's about to say does not impact our future sexual intimacy. I'm just going to throw that down there. Just going to throw it down there. What do you want to say, babe?
That was awesome. Wow,
I know.
Thank you
like
so
how I
much.
Worked that in?
Yeah. No, you just said variety. And that was the thing that I found interesting. And I think it's just because you have some space while you're on vacation to just sort of think a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what do we got going? Because it's not like, oh my gosh, like in other challenges, it's usually like, hey, we're getting it in at some point in time, but you know, the days are still rolling, you know, kids are still going to school. We still have, you know, work, we still have tasks, we still have things going on. And so when you're sitting there on vacation, you just have a little more time, you're reading and stuff. I will have to say around our sexual intimacy.
Here it is.
And we did an episode on this recently around positions. I'm finding, no kidding, like 99% of the time, I'm always on top. And I was like, why are we not changing this up a little bit more? Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that your hips and your knees can hurt a little bit. I get that. But I'm like, I think we need to change this up a little bit, especially during a challenge where it's like, we do have our, I would say we have probably like 4 or 5 like sort of go-to. Mm-hmm. But again, all of those are either me on top, behind, side, whatever it may be. So I just sort of had this like, oh, wow, you know what? I need to talk to Elisa about like, how do we get into a place? I see you nodding your head. How do we get to a place even in our day-to-day sexual intimacy, you know, in our intimacy lifestyle and everything? How do we change that up where it's not always me on top in some way, shape, or form? So that's what I was really thinking about on this challenge when I saw variety on our episode notes here.
So if I hadn't put variety there, would you have brought it up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm just going to jump into coach mode for a hot second here. So y'all
can. A hot second. We're going to see how long this hot second goes for.
Why wait to bring it up if you were having this thought and we were in Cancun for 5 out of our 7 days? Why not discuss it like over my morning coffee since you were just having the croissants, or
those croissants were really good,
sitting
too.
In the hot tub off of our room? Like, I'm just curious why you wouldn't choose to address it in a time and place when we'd be able to take action on it right there.
I think it was more from a retrospective when I was just thinking through the week, I don't think during the week it was like, oh my gosh, like, why am I always on top type deal?
Okay.
I think it was more of a retrospective of just like, I like to just take some time after a challenge and just go, okay, what was really awesome? And what could we be doing differently because on a day-to-day, week-by-week, month-by-month basis, you know, we're in our rhythm of like maybe, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And so there is time between. But when you compress 7 days together, or if you do 10 or 14, you tend to see the cycles or just the things that just happen over and over and over again. So I think it was more afterwards where I was just sort of decompressing from it and just sort of going, oh, yeah, like, why is it we just sort of get into that sort of rhythm? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. We had amazing sex. I'm going to give a big old high five to our wellness clinic, Catalyst Wellness, because they have helped me get and feel more confident sexually for a sex challenge. Last year prior, it was rough, like mentally, emotionally, it was rough for me because I was just
physically, you struggled with an erection.
Right, but emotionally, I mean, that hinders. So just a big old high five to Catalyst Wellness for helping me get to that place where I feel really confident there. But it's just that retrospective just going like, I think we need to change that up somehow.
I was just curious why I didn't, you know.
Because sometimes, you know, you're in the moment.
Because everybody else listening may actually be wondering, well, Tony, you talk about like having these conversations with Lisa, just bring it up in the moment.
Right. And I do think there are times in the moment it would come up.
But not necessarily like in the moment.
Right.
In the moment. But I was having a cup of coffee in the cafe every day. We could have discussed it.
No, we totally could have. But I think I was having a really good time with it.
Yeah.
I think we had amazing, you know, just an amazing time. I mean, I think you would agree as well. I think it's just sometimes you step back a little bit and you're like, okay, well, what could that look like? And then it just got me to thinking, I'm going, okay, well, let me think, like, when was the last time that I can even recall Alisa getting on top or us doing something? And yes, we use our wedges, love our wedges, do all this stuff. Like, we can get on the floor, we can get standing up, this and all that. But that was just the one thing I was thinking about from a position standpoint. I'm like, yeah, like, you can't even remember.
No. I'm not going to deny it.
You're not going to deny it, but I'm just saying that's what I was just like, wow, okay.
Well, and I think that brings to mind, too, using a tool, using a guide like the 30-Day Sex Challenge, you know, where there are a number of different positions. Because we should probably pull that out. Well, I think that's what made me think of it. Like, you're talking about different positions. And sometimes, I mean, you guys know, we've done enough episodes around sex challenges and sexual intimacy and all this kind of stuff. You know, the average couple does have 2 to 3 positions that they fall back to. And so, you know, when you find yourself in that rut, when it becomes this place, whether it's on a challenge or, you know, at home or just, you know, in your regular day-to-day sexual intimacy, it doesn't even have to be a challenge. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, we're doing the same thing.
Over and over. And again, it just caught me again because I feel like our sexual intimacy has been fantastic. It's just when you compress it.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a sex challenge. I mean, because our last sex challenge was about a year ago. And so when all of a sudden you compress that, and again, there's space. Mm-hmm. Like this one being a vacation sex challenge, different than all of our others, I feel like, is there's just space for us because we were relaxed and we were just chilling and it was just a really good time. And so because I didn't feel rushed or like, oh my gosh, like let's get this done, on to the next thing, or it was just like, oh wow, like afterwards. And we had one more day when we came home the next day where we finished, but there's still like at that point in time, we're coming home. We've already done 6 days.
Right.
So
yeah, it was 5 days on vacation, 1 day on either side. And I think it, you know, it is coming back to using a tool like the 30-Day Sex Challenge to get ideas where it's like, okay, let me just remind myself other positions that are out there. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes it's just that reminder of going, okay, what am I going to do different next time? And again, that doesn't mean that you won't fall back into your comfortable routines, because there are clearly positions that work and work for both of you and that type of thing. But stepping into a place of saying, hey, from time to time, let's just change it up. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of you have got vacations coming up that are just going to be the two of you. And maybe it's a long weekend. Maybe it's a full week. I don't know what it's going to look like for the two of you, but I would encourage you to have those conversations about what you want your sexual intimacy to look like, to take those times when the two of you can really be focused on, the two sides of the coin, the emotional intimacy and the sexual intimacy, and say, how are we really going to build that into this time together when it's just the two of us? Mm-hmm. And to be intentional about that, because as I told a coaching client earlier this week, more intentionality leads to less tension. Mm-hmm. And that's true in every pillar of intimacy.
Yeah. And if you want to check out that 30-day sex challenge, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/30days. And with it, you get like 30 positions plus a bunch of other stuff that we have there for you to help you out. And for us, doing a sex challenge every year, typically it's 7 days, really just recenters us. It helps us to have these conversations and bring up stuff like we were just talking about here today. I will tell you, they're always fun. There's always a challenge in them. And at the end of the day, Elise and I learned that we are continuously striving and strengthening every pillar of intimacy during a challenge. And so as you guys step into this week, as you step into what it's going to look like towards the end of the year and into next year, put a challenge on your calendar and see if you can work it out that you can do one during your vacation. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.